The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so this one is crazy in a lot of ways, and I know that some of you are, this is going to be a trigger for some people, especially, let me just read it, DZ. I'm just going to get into it. So it says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling a disabled vet to get lost? I don't even know if I want to keep reading.
Are we sure we want to do this one today?
Never mind. Okay, hold on. Okay, let me just read. Here we go. Here's what it says.
Jokes. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me read this. It says, Allie and DZ, first of all, I need to be anonymous. No kidding. No kidding by the headline alone. It says, I was out shopping this weekend and got most of my Christmas shopping done. I was loading my car when a man came up from behind and asked me for money. Now, even though it was 2 in the afternoon in a busy parking lot, it startled me. I politely said, no, I don't have anything. And he looked at me and he said, well, all the gifts you're loading say otherwise. So I told him to get lost. And he turned to me and said, I'm a disabled vet. Hope you feel good about telling me to get lost. So what did I do? I turned around and doubled down. I said, get lost! He looked stunned and stared back at me. I then got in my car and left. I told my husband about the incident, and he said I was wrong for telling a disabled vet to get lost. But why do I have to honor someone who was rude to me that scared me to death in a busy parking lot? I don't regret it. Keep me anonymous. Am I the jerk? So I don't have a name for her, but she was basically in a parking lot loading her Christmas gifts. A man came up and asked her for money. She said no. And he said, well, I'm a disabled vet. And she doubled down on get lost.
Get lost. Bye.
Ooh-wee. What a guilt trip he put her on. But he scared her.
I mean, but.
And her husband's like, you can't tell a disabled vet to get lost.
At the same time, they're a disabled vet, and I'm not trying to get into the semantics of it, but sometimes disabled vets have some very bad situations that can't be helped, and they end up in more unfortunate situations.
Well, what if he just was lying? You don't even know.
Oh, stolen valor.
I'd really be angry. Then he would be the jerk, and she's not. But I'm going to assume he was.
Let's assume that he was. He's valid, and right. Let's
that doesn't
go
mean
that
you get
concept.
To scare people, though, in parking lots or anything. I mean, I thank you for your service, but no.
Are you just easily scarable, though? I'm sorry. Are you just easily, like,
fair.
Easily? Oh, ha, startled.
2 in the afternoon. Uh-huh.
2 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Who's scaring who at 2 o'clock? It's daylight out.
That's true, actually. Fair.
It's not like it was 2 in the morning. That's different. Yes, you're scared. Oh, my gosh. You don't pull up on somebody. It's 2 in the afternoon. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, somebody texted in and said she should have said prove it, not the jerk. Oh, geez. Oh, my goodness.
How do you prove that, man? I'm sorry. I don't know.
Somebody said, definitely you're a jerk. Somebody else said, I'm a disabled vet. The vet was in the wrong. She is not a jerk. Somebody else said, you are a jerk. Oh, they're all over the place on the text right now. So now, and somebody else said, what does that have to do with being a vet? It's about respecting people. Now I wonder which way the callers are going to go, DZ. Well, you know what? We're going to take calls next. 414-533-1037. That is the number. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for telling a disabled vet to get lost? She wanted to be anonymous. She wrote in. She was finishing her holiday shopping. She was loading the car in a busy parking lot at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and a guy scared her and asked her for money. Told her he was a disabled vet. She said, get lost, and she doubled down on that. So now we've got to go to the phones and find out how people feel about this. So I'm just going to start with Roger in Milwaukee. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What do you think?
Right.
What do you think, Roger? Do you think she's a vet? Or she's a vet? Do you think she's a jerk for telling the vet to get lost? To get lost. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely not a jerk. I mean, we don't know how the situation all unfolded. I mean, we got to look at how everything was approached.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do things like that. There's other ways around it. There's other ways to do it. You know, he could have just first off starting to say, you know, I'm a disabled vet, you know, this XYZ, you know, can you spare a little change or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
He looked at her, he looked at it at my point and at her point as an opportunist. He's seen her having a lot of gifts and everything,
yep.
And he approached her the wrong way. I think it's the way he did it. How he approached it. Mm-hmm. And then we got to also remind ourselves, people pull on our heartstrings and say, you know, hey, this XYZ, I got kids. And
yeah.
It's a lot of ways we can look at it because for real,
yeah.
It's all about how you approach a person.
Absolutely. So you're saying she's not the jerk because of the way she didn't do anything wrong. It was how he approached her that makes him the jerk.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
I don't think there's one Mr. Scrooge out there around this season. We're all giving people. And it's just the way it was approached. I think that's honestly what happened.
Fair enough. All right. So Roger says, not the jerk. I like it, Roger. Thank you. You have a great day, Roger. You call back again sometime, okay?
I will. I've been trying. You guys are very popular. I want to get my own little theme song going. You know?
Well, Roger, today's day one. You got this. Day one for you. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day two. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, bye. I'm sure DZ would say bye. He's got some sick babies right now he's attending to. So Roger, we'll talk to you later. Have a great day. All right, so the question is she the jerk for telling a disabled vet to get lost? And next on the phone, we have got Bella in Kenosha. Well, hi, Bella.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Ah, DZ's back. Yay! Woo! Hi.
Where about?
All right. So, DZ, I don't know if you heard it, but Roger was just on. He wants his own theme song. He said, not the jerk. He said, it's all about the approach in the parking lot. So, Bella, did you hear Roger?
Who's Roger?
He was the first caller. He loved us. He said hi to you and everything, but you missed it all.
Appreciate you, Roger. Love you, man. Wepa. I'll talk to you next time for day two.
All right, Bella. What do you think? Is he the jerk or she the jerk for telling the disabled vet to get lost?
No, I don't think she's a jerk at all. I think, like, if somebody were to come up on me, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, don't come up on me like that. I don't know you like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you going to rob me? Are you going to try to get my money? Are you going to try to get my gifts? Like, no way. He could have truly handled that in a different way. Well, and it's like, if I told you to get lost the first time and you didn't listen to me, I'm for sure going to double down.
Right? And how rude to go, well, you have plenty of money. Look at all the gifts in your car. You don't know. They might have saved all year for those Christmas gifts. Like, you don't know someone's situation, man. Like, no.
You don't know Santa about me, baby.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anything, I would have been like, oh, thank you for your service. Do you know about the veteran services that are available?
Yeah.
Why don't you contact mm-hmm. your local
flip it.
VA?
No, flip it on them, though. Kill them with kindness mm-hmm. for sure, though. Mm-hmm. Like, try to point them in the right direction because, yeah, no, there's things set in place.
You know what else? Somebody said a vet should know not to approach a woman alone at her car. Pepper spray, not the jerk. That's what people are texting in. Somebody else said she's the jerk. Who says get lost to anyone, period? She could have gone about it nicer. I think the approach is what everyone's saying. She's not the jerk.
Well, yeah, and could she have just dismissed it and moved mm-hmm. on with her day? Sure, but yeah. Even Erin has had situations where she's at the store and she's been pestered by mm-hmm. a dude that didn't look like a vet mm-hmm. or probably wasn't a vet, not to make assumptions.
Which makes it even
but
worse.
When she said, no, thank you, no, I'm sorry, I can't, he was insistent mm-hmm. until I told her, yeah, listen, next time that happens, you have to yell GTFO. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Ben. You have to be mean and you have to be rude, but sometimes people will approach a situation and think they could take advantage because you're going to feel bad, you're going to tug at heartstrings, mm-hmm. and if you're uncomfortable, you're uncomfortable. I can't deny that.
Absolutely. Yep. So you're going not the jerk, Bella. That's where you're standing on it. All right.
Yeah, not the jerk. Hope the caller 3 will bring the vacuum.
Well, guess who it is? Guess who it is? Guess who the third caller is, everybody? Yeah.
Who?
It's Mila in Milwaukee. Woo! All right, bye, Bella.
Bye.
Love and peace.
Mila, you bringing the vacuum in today? What's going on?
I am. Fuck that. Suck it up.
I thought you said something else. I got scared for a second. When you said suck it up, I almost hit the dump. I was like, what? What did she say?
I was like, Mila, my volume's a little off. I was having some technical issues. I think it glitched again. I don't know.
I had a heart attack. I got scared there. I got real scared. Oh my gosh.
Suck it up. Got it. Vacuum.
Mila. So we are sucking it up. It is the vacuum for telling the disabled vet to get lost. Is that where we're going?
Not the jerk at all. That is totally where we're going.
All right. Yeah. Mila, why do you sound like you're in the bathroom again?
I'm not.
You gotta get off the Bluetooth. Sorry.
I'm in the hallway.
I know.
It's all very gross. I'm in the hallway.
Oh, there we are. We got you now, Mila.
I had to take you off the speaker. I'm not on the toilet. I'm in the hallway. I left my bag at home.
Mila, we love you too much, and we want to hear your voice. That's why I wanted to be clear.
Got to be clear. Well, we wouldn't have misheard you had it not been. You know what I'm saying? Had you not been in the hallway, we would have heard of the S. We would have heard the S.
So she's not the jerk. She is. First off, she was a woman by herself, and his big old self walked up on her.
Mm-hmm.
If you're panhandling, go and do like they normally do. Stand in one spot and ask the people that are going past so you're not making people feel uncomfortable. Mm. And then you're assuming that she got money because she got gifts. She probably robbed Peter to pay Paul to get some gifts.
Now, Mila said she's a jerk. She robbed people to get the gifts.
She put it, AKA, she put it on credit, baby.
Amen. Amen to that.
I always tell guys, if you're going to panhandle and walk up, you walk up on another man. Don't walk up on a woman and make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to want to go in her purse and give you anything.
Don't walk up on anybody, man.
Okay, but
I don't think you should walk up
on
anybody.
Nowadays, in the era of equality, we want to assume that everybody can and should be treated the same. So you're not going to treat a woman differently than you're going to treat a man, especially when you're in an unfortunate situation like panhandling.
Mm-hmm.
B, you never know who got that thing on them and who's carrying what, where. So approaching anybody. Approaching anybody is approaching anybody at the end of the day. And then three, let's be honest, these panhandlers are bold because the other day we pulled up to the store and we hadn't even finished pulling into the parking spot mm-hmm. before I had somebody knocking on my window talking about, can you roll it down? I had to say no through the door, like, no, thank you, bye, mm-hmm. bye.
Another point. Four, he was lazy because how you going to come up and ask her for something and you ain't even offer to carry nothing?
Oh, wow. You know what, Mila? Mic drop on that. Thanks for calling, Mila. You're so on point.
That poor Mila. Bye, Mila.
She's so funny, dude. She's right, though. She was totally right about that, for
that
sure.
Part.
Well, somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. I would have told him to not judge me, get lost, and to ring a bell to earn donations the respectful way. Oh, yikes. Somebody else said, not the jerk. Here's an application to McDonald's. clouds. Somebody else said you never know who's approaching you. It could be a scam. I rarely hold cash, which I never have cash, which I've talked about.
Could you imagine being a homeless individual that takes Venmo? I'll take tap. What's up? Oh, you got Cash App? I got that, too. Allie, it's the modern homeless. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I got Venmo, I got PayPal, I got Cash App. You can sell me if you really want to.
Brianna, stop it. Brianna in Sheboygan said, I agree with everything Roger said. 100%. She is definitely not the jerk. It was the way the vet approached her. Yeah. Why approach a woman like that? What if he wasn't an actual vet, too? I hate to say that, but you never know nowadays. Why take advantage of people?
Stolen valor's real. You ain't gonna
Man. All right. Well, it was a vacuum. We vacuumed it up. Not the jerk. Not the jerk, baby.